One of the most perplexing, troubling stories that appears in Sefer Bereishis is the story of Yitzchak wanting to give the bracha to Esav, the subterfuge of Rivka going behind their husband's back, Yaakov impersonating Esav, saying all sorts of different statements which at face value do not seem to be true, and yet Yaakov is the one who represents the Midas HaEmes, Titein Emes to Yaakov. There's a lot that goes on in this incident that raises many questions. Tonight I want to concentrate on one point. Yitzchak calls in Esav, and he says, I don't know, Hineinu zakanti lo yadati yom mosi, I'm old, I don't know how long I'm going to live. Yatos anochi lecho tel yechov v'kashtecho v'tzei asadeh v'tzudu v'tzayit, I want you to go out and to hunt. V'aseli matamim kasher ahavti, I want you to make me the delicacies like I really like. V'avioli v'achil, and you bring it to me and I'll eat it. So I'll give you a bracha. What in the world is Yitzchak saying? See, Esav, you know that I really like this kind of food prepared exactly this way. I love that venison. Get me that deer meat. Make sure it's well done, the way I like it. And you give it to me and I eat and I'll eat it. And then I'll give you the bracha. Because, obviously, for someone like Yitzchak Avinu, the most important thing in life is having that piece of meat. That's the Yitzchak that we know. That's what he focuses on. What does Yitzchak love? Meat? Vaseli matamin kasher ahavti? Since when is this a major concern of the other? Yet we seem to find the same thing earlier on in the story. Vayav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayid b'siv. And Unkelus explains, Urechein Yitzchak yat Esav, why does Yitzchak like Esav? Are mitzvei d'ahava ochel. Because he ate from his meat. He ate from what he went hunting for. And the Ramban says something similar. Bavur ki b'fiv shel Yitzchak tamid, kol hayom yis'av el ha'echol esatayit. All day long, Yitzchak is desiring to eat the hunted venison. All day, what's going on? Already asking questions. Throw in a side question. Rivka calls him Yaakov and she says to him, listen, I want you to get the bracha. What do I want you to do? Go to the tzon, kach li misham shnei gedoye yizim tovim, take for me two goats, vel sel sam matanim lavicha kasher eid, and I'll make them the delicacies like he likes. How does that work? So Rashi says, Kasher Ehev, Kitam Agdi, Kitam Atzvi. Because the goat tastes like the deer. The goat tastes like the deer. Why in the world is Esav going out hunting every day for deer? He risks his life and takes some time. Just take one of the goats. Why is Yitzchak always saying, I need the tzayin, I need the tzayin, I need the hunted deer. The goats taste like the deer. That's what the pasuk says. That's the way Rashi explains. So Mordechai Miller, Mashgiach of the Rav in Gateshead, explains the following in the Sefer, in the Shabbos Shir. There's a medrash, little story that you may have heard of, about
Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and the Roman Caesar named Antoninus. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Antoninus Caesar happened to be on very, very friendly terms. And the Medrash Rabbim Bereishis says, Rabbeinu asa su'uda l'Antoninus b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made a meal one Shabbos, and Antoninus came and ate at the meal. Heavy the fun of tafshil and shaltzone. And he happened to serve cold food. Ochal mayen va'arev lo. Antoninus ate the cold food, and it tasted delicious. Asalo suda v'chol. Another time he invited him for a weekday meal. Heavy the fun of tafshil and roschid. He bought him really hot stuff. Amalei osa nervu liosa meyedu. Antoninus said, I understand. The cold food I had at the last time I was here tasted better than the hot steaming food now. Why is that? Usually cold doesn't taste as good as hot straight out of the oven. Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said to him, they're missing one special ingredient, one spice. He says, what do you need? I'm the king. My kitchens have all the spices in the world. Why didn't you tell me? Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said to him, Shabbos ain't chaserin. Yislecha Shabbos. Says, you know what spice they're missing? It's a spice called Shabbos. Last time you were here, Shabbos food. And then even if it was cold, it was very tasty. He says, this time it was weekday food. Even if it's hot, it's not so tasty. What does this Gemara mean? What does this Medrash mean? So Miller explains as follows. The word ta'am in Hebrew has two explanations. Ta'am means taste. And ta'am also means reason, purpose, or meaning. For something to have true ta'am, to have true taste, it has to have true meaning. When a person is eating on Shabbos, and the food is prepared, and the food is being eaten for a higher purpose, because of Oneg Shabbos, because of Kavod Shabbos, such food which has such ta'am, such meaning, such purpose, has ta'am, has real taste, gives the person a sense of fulfillment. But when a person is eating during the week simply for the sake of eating, when there's no higher meaning, when there's no real ta'am to his eating, then as they would say in Yiddish, hotnishkin ta'am, it doesn't really have taste. Because for a person to have a sense of that, oh, that was worthwhile, then there has to be meaning behind it. Otherwise, the taste is so fleeting, you put it in your mouth, it melts away, and it's gone, and you're left with this, like you didn't even eat something. It wasn't so tasty. It wasn't such an enjoyable meal. The same foods that you can eat during the week, but when you eat them on Shabbos, and you're sitting in Shabbos, the whole meal is different. Everything seems tastier, not only because the food is fresh, because it's being eaten for a higher purpose. How does this relate back to Yitzchak? The Shabbos says in this week's parasha that the Mishima Ben Gamliel says, Kol Yomai Ha'isi Mishamesh Es Abba. My whole life, I served my father, Rabbi Gamliel. I served him properly. V'lo Shimashti Oso Echad Mimeya Shashimesh Esav Esaviv. And I didn't yet reach 1% of the Shimush that Esav did for his father. I served my father my whole life. And I didn't do 1% of what Esav did. And I'll give you an example, he says. Ani b'shosha yisi mishamish v'saba yisi mishamsho v'dgodim meluchlochim. When I was home with my father and taking care of all his needs, so I wore whatever house clothes I had. whatever it was, when they got dirty, because I was cooking, I was cleaning, I was this, I was that, I was serving. So I had clothes, it wasn't so clean. But when I went out in the street, I used to change out of my house clothes. I put on my best suit. And I walked out. When Esav went to serve his father, he changed into big day malchus, into royal clothing. How could I serve my father in anything else but big day malchus? Esav, despite all his wishes, it was one thing that Esav performed, and it was a perverted sense of a kiyum mitzvah. But nevertheless, in many ways, he had an unbelievably exemplary kibbutz. He would serve his father the big day malchus. But more than that, Esav would risk his life almost every day to go out and hunt, to bring food to his father, because his father wanted Seder. Why did his father love the Seder? It wasn't the venison, it wasn't that he was such a carnivore that he had to have meat, but he knew that Esav's getting the meat, acquiring the meat, preparing the meat, was done with such kibud av that when he ate that meat, there was nothing more delicious in the world. But his child would come along and do everything and anything, despite the rishus of Esav, despite all the bad things. But when it came to kibud av, look what he would do for me, there was nothing that was tastier. Because it was done for a higher purpose, with a higher meaning, with the sense of kibud av, because it had that ta'am, then it was really ta'im, then it was really tasty. Because I know why it was done. And that's why Yitzchak wanted Esav to go ahead and one more time bring him the meat, so he could taste that meat, which was so tasty with kibud av, to give Esav the bracha. And what about Rivka, who says, prepare a couple of goats? Because Tam Hagdi is Ketam Matzvi. Rivka is saying, don't worry, Yaakov. I'll match that taste. I know that Esav's venison is so tasty to Yitzchak because it was done with such kibud av. Your goat meat will be just as tasty because it's being done with kibud ein. Shema b'koli, listen to what I'm telling you. And it will also have that taste. Because there's kibud ein involved. The modern world is almost obsessed with the idea of the pursuit of pleasure. People spend not only so much of their resources, but so much of their time and so much of their psyche pursuing pleasure. But they never reach it. And they never reach it because if you're pursuing pleasure for the sake of pleasure, you won't have it. All you'll be left with is a certain emptiness when you reach that assumed goal. Because if you don't have a purpose, a higher meaning in life, if you're not pursuing it for some loftier purpose, then you can't get any sense of fulfillment. You'll reach it, you'll get there, you'll have it. And then you look and say, well, what did it leave me with? There is no ta'am, there is no ta'am. There is no purpose, there is no meaning, there is no taste. If we want happiness in life, then who doesn't want happiness in life? Then there has to be a purpose. And the more lofty that purpose is, in whatever we plan to do in life, whatever we want to pursue, it can't be for the sake of pleasure. It can't be for the sake of happiness. It has to be with real meaning, with real purpose. And then, that will leave us, Be'ezrat Hashem, with the real sense of fulfillment.